Austin pulled up a chair next to the professor. He scanned the wavy symbols. Each symbol was annotated with the height and date of the event. The waves were randomly scattered around the world, except for several clusters.
You notice anything unusual?
These four circular patterns are each spaced the same distance apart in the Atlantic, including the area we're in now. Two in the North Atlantic, two in the South. What about the Pacific?
I'm glad you asked me that.
He manipulated the globe until the Pacific Ocean came into view. Austin whistled. Four similar clusters. Strange.
That's what struck me as odd, too.
A faint smile crossed his lips.
I've measured the clusters and found that they are exactly equidistant in each ocean. These waves are the work either of man or God.
Austin pondered the implications of the professor's statement. There is a third possibility. Man acting as God. Mankind has a history of trying to control the elements.
Still, Atlas said, the creation of giant waves would be extremely difficult.
But not impossible, Austin said.
No, not impossible.
Have you given any thought to means? Something like huge underwater explosions?
Highly unlikely, Atlas said with a shake of his head. You'd need an explosion of a nuclear level, and it would be detected. Any other ideas?
Not offhand, Austin said. But it's definitely something that NUMA should investigate.
You have no idea how happy I am to hear you say that, Atlas said with relief. I thought I was going crazy.
A thought occurred to Austin. Joe wondered if the Trout's work might shed some light on this mystery.
Sure, I remember. You mentioned that a couple of your NUMA colleagues are working on another research project in this area.
Austin nodded. South of our position. They're with a group of scientists on the NOAA ship Benjamin Franklin, looking into the biological implications of the giant eddies in the Atlantic Ocean.
As I said, I wouldn't rule anything out. It's certainly worth looking into.
We can talk to them about their findings when we get back to port.
Why wait? Atlas said.
Adler's fingers played over the keys and a website popped up on the screen, followed by a satellite image showing the mid-Atlantic coast.
The ocean satellite taking this picture can pick up an object as small as a sardine.
Amazing, Austin said, leaning close to the screen. Adler clicked the computer mouse.
Now we're seeing ocean water temperature. That wavy band of reddish-brown is the Gulf Stream. The blue area is cold water, and those circular blobs in tan are warm water eddies. I'll zoom in on our ship.
He worked the computer mouse so that one of the tan-colored swirls filled the screen. The outlines of two vessels were now visible near the wall.
That blip is the Throckmorton. The other one must be your NOAA ship. Wow, this stuff still amazes me.
Austin leaned over Adler's shoulder. What's that smaller circle near the NOAA ship, in the southeast quadrant? Adler enlarged the image.
It's a separate eddy, acting real funny. The numbers in the little boxes show water movement speed and level. The level within the swirl seems to be dropping while the water is moving at increasing speed.
Adler's eyes were glued to the screen. The swirl, now almost a perfect circle, continued to grow.
My God!
What's the problem? The professor tapped the screen.
We seem to be looking at the birth of a gigantic whirlpool.